Leaders of Alaska Native communities have very different ideas about where the Arctic is headed, but they generally agree on one thing.
We are now in the time where we are living two lives.
That's Don Long. He's a former mayor of Ukiagvik.
One trying to be a subsistence hunter and the other one trying to be working the 8-to-5 type of work that job requires today.
That tension was front and center at the Arctic Futures Conference last week at UAF Northwest Campus. About 50 people from the Bering Straits region and the Northwest Arctic and North Slope boroughs were in Nome for the 2-day workshop. They compared scenarios for 20 years into the future based on different variables, including how much ship traffic increases and how much erosion worsens. On top of erosion, the land is also changing due to mining projects popping up throughout the Arctic. For some, it's a way to make a living. Here's Nome Elder Perry Mendenhall.
In my family, I have gold miners. They make a living. Gold mining just like other people. Even when they were told not to mine, they mine to feed their people.
Arlene Soxie is an elder from White Mountain. She's against mining.
It grieves me to see how disrupted our land is. All the digging that was done looks very ugly to me. There are areas where we used to go pick berries, but it's not available anymore because the land has been destroyed.
The ocean is in flux too. This winter saw the second lowest sea ice extent on record. Last year saw the lowest. Here's Nome Elder Charlie Brower.
Back in 1992, I used to feel comfortable going to Barrow by May the 10th to participate in whaling. The last few years, if I'm not there by the third week of April, I've missed most of the migration of the whale.
There are some upsides to more development in the Arctic, like better health care and fiber optic communications. Gordon Brower hopes to see more improvements like those. He's the director of planning and community services for the North Slope Borough.
With housing crisis because of lack of opportunity, it's like a cycle that we need to break with economics. Economic is the buzzword.
He sees responsible resource development in the Arctic as a way to break that cycle. And he wants to make protecting oil reserves in the Beaufort Sea a national security priority. Gullivan Elder Robert Keith says designing infrastructure around how nature behaves could help communities avoid the worst consequences and price tags of a changing climate. But he says that kind of knowledge only comes with years of experience living in the Arctic.
We've always been very adaptable people. We've had to live like that. That's part of our nature. We're going to survive, but I don't think that some of the places that we live at will.
For now, Nome will move forward with exploring a deep draft port that could bring more ship traffic through the Bering Strait. And down the coast, people like Robert Keith in flood-prone Gullivan will watch the sea ice retreat and the coast continue to erode. Reporting in Nome, I'm Gabe Colombo.